And let's go next to Russia, which swore in a new president today. Vladimir Putin's hand-picked successor, Dmitry Medvedev, is taking over a country with a booming oil economy and a repressive government and rotten relations with the West. The question is whether Medvedev will have any real power. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
An impassive, boyish-looking Medvedev trod down endless red carpets past 2,000 standing guests inside the gilded halls of the Kremlin's Great Palace before taking the oath of office in a lavish ceremony. But the country's great and good looking on were surely wondering how much all the pomp reflected their new leader's real authority. After his inauguration, Medvedev emerged to review the Kremlin guards, standing shoulder to shoulder with the stern-faced man he'd just replaced. Vladimir Putin has created a strong authoritarian government that gave the president vast powers. But although Putin may have stepped down from the presidency today, he isn't leaving the scene. Medvedev has already nominated Putin prime minister. Parliament is expected to confirm the nomination tomorrow. Putin will also become head of the country's biggest political party. After Medvedev won the presidential election last March, the dapper lawyer with a relatively soft image and a penchant for Western hard rock music said he and Putin would rule Russia jointly, based on their complete trust in one another.
I'm convinced our work together in an effective joint effort can bring about good results and become a very positive force in our country's development.
Medvedev said the separation of powers between the president and prime minister would remain unchanged. But many Russians are convinced Putin will continue exercising real power behind the scenes as prime minister. He's already transferred some of the president's powers to the formerly weak post of prime minister. As leader of the majority party in parliament, Putin would also be able to initiate the president's impeachment and even change the constitution. But it may not come to that. Medvedev has been at pains to indicate he won't veer off Putin's path.
You can characterize my policies in different ways, but the way I see them is as a direct continuation of the course President Putin has been following.
Russia's coffers may be overflowing from the sale of its vast oil and gas resources. But under Putin, official corruption has skyrocketed. Tens of billions of dollars are sent abroad each year, while very little is being invested into decaying Soviet-era infrastructure at home. Rural Russia is dying out as jobs in the countryside disappear. Alcoholism and disease are growing. And double-digit inflation is making Russia's vast number of poor even poorer, as the number of billionaires in Moscow surpasses that of any other capital. Medvedev has promised a serious fight against corruption and to tackle other problems affecting average Russians. But Vladimir Pribilovsky of the Panorama think tank says that and other liberal-sounding pledges are empty.
Something could possibly change later on in Medvedev's presidency, but right after his inauguration, nothing will change. Putin holds the real power. Medvedev is just decoration.
Western countries are hoping Medvedev will at least change the tone of Russia's foreign policy. Ties between Russia and the West have deteriorated so much, some are even talking about a new Cold War. But Pribilovsky says Russia's confrontation with the West hasn't earned Moscow the respect it wants.
Russia's main priority is to stop pretending it's a great power, which it isn't. Russia may have natural resources and a lot of potential, but it's a third-world country.
Some say Medvedev's biggest problem will be how to deal with the turf wars between former KGB officers Putin has appointed to top positions. They'll be perhaps more eager than anyone at Medvedev's inauguration today to find out who will really be in charge of Russia. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
It's such a huge country with such huge resources that it's demanding to be paid attention to. And if you want to pay attention to the new Russian administration's top policy priorities, go to our website, npr.org.